Sweden's centre-left Prime Minister has been told to pack his bags after losing a vote of no confidence. It comes 2 weeks after a tumultuous general election delivered a hung parliament. Stefan Löfven has been in the top job for 4 years and will continue in caretaker role until a new government can be formed. Anna Maria Duchak-Segerstam is a senior lecturer in European studies at Lund University, and she joins me via Skype. Thank you for your time. Before we get into it, can you give us a sense of who Stefan Löfven is and how did he go in the election earlier this month?
He is a classic social democrat guy coming from the trade unions, very unusual for Sweden. He lacks higher education and he's a man of the people. So this type of agenda was something that propelled him to the leadership of the Social Democratic Party, traditionally the largest party in Sweden, and traditionally also connected very tightly with the trade unions. He came to power on a pretty solid welfare agenda, but his politics basically got sidetracked because of the refugee crisis in 2015. And his election program was dominated by the attempt to explain the government's policy during that major crisis during the fall of 2015 and 2016.
What did the Social Democratic Party represent?
They represent a classic welfare policy with a modern touch, of course, because the Swedish welfare has been reformed in the past 20 years, of course. But they stand for continuity. They stand for classic Swedish values such as solidarity, inclusion, tolerance, a strong public service, a strong government that ensures, in a sense, the equality of the people. So those are the classic tenets of social democrats all over Europe, and particularly traditionally typical Swedish, so to say. So they're very much unmodernized.
So why was the no confidence vote held? How did it reach this point?
Well, it's a direct consequence of the due process of forming a government in Sweden. Nothing of this was unexpected. From the very beginning, from the day after the elections, we knew this was going to happen because during the election night, the leader of the center-right alliance, the leader of the Conservative Party, demanded Stefan Löfven's demise immediately. And it was just to be expected, since no bloc managed to ensure a majority, that there will be this type of no confidence in the parliament. And so no one is surprised. Everyone expected this to happen. The most interesting part is coming afterwards. What will be the consequence of this no confidence vote, and who will replace Stefan Löfven in the role of prime minister?
And what is the response to that? What is going to happen?
Oh my God, this is, if I had the power to foresee the future, it would be amazingly used right now, because it's very, very uncertain. What we know is that on one hand, the Sweden Democrats, the far right party that made the most increase in votes in this election, plays a very strong hand. Just yesterday, the leader of the party, Jimmy Åkesson, has declared that the government, any future government, must take into consideration the Sweden Democrats, and they will make sure that any government that does not take them into consideration will fall, with the risk of organizing new elections. The procedure is that the leader of the parliament has 4 attempts to form to nominate prime ministers to form a government. So after 4 attempts, if they all fail, new elections must be called. And the Sweden Democrats' power play is that we don't care. We will try to collaborate with any government that wants to work with us. But if they don't want to work with us, 4 times we will make sure the government coalition will not be workable, so we'll have new elections. So it's power play from this.
Incredible power play. Has a sitting prime minister been dismissed before? Is this a first for Sweden?
No. This is regular politics. Whenever the votes lean in that direction, the prime minister has to go. And it's possible that the same person can be in charge of forming a new government, but his vote of no confidence against Stéphane Lovell simply means that the way the government is right now and the confidence in his person to form a new government is weak among the members of the new members of the parliament.
What are the chances of another general election happening?
Well, again, if we're to believe the Sweden Democrats, they're pretty high because there's a certain buffer zone, a certain cordon sanitaire type of approach against the Sweden Democrats. No party wants to touch them, even though they are quite a major player with 62 seats in a 349 seat parliament. So they are kind of persona non grata. Nobody wants to work with them, but they are kind of needed for any kind of policy, in particular budget, to pass. And they use this position to say, we want to have a say in politics, but nobody wants to work with them. So it may be that a new election will be coming up. At the same time, the likelihood that the election will deliver new results is very small. The turnout was huge, one of the largest turnouts in modern history, with 87.4% of the voters coming out and leaving a ballot. So it's very unlikely that new voters will be mobilized, and probably the new elections will see a similar result to the one that we just had 2 weeks ago.
Anna Maria Segerston is a senior lecturer in European Studies at Lund University, and she joined me there via Skype. This is RN Drive.